Body. I would invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow and join in singing our first hymn of the hymn sing. We will sing Come, Come, Whoever You Are in English, and then in Spanish, and then in English again. Okay? If we can go to the Spanish for a minute, I'm going to have you guys repeat after me. Ven, ven, qual eres ven.
Ven, ven, qual eres ven.
No madan. And don't worry if you don't have the mada in. If you don't, just say no madan. It'll be fine. It's a song. No madan. Búsqueda.
Búsqueda.
Si amas. La vida. La nuestras. La caravana. De amor. Ven otra vez ven. All right. We'll make it work. Back to the English. And whenever you're ready. Okay. I thought that was an interesting introduction to the song. It's all good. There it is. That's the one we know.
English.
Come, come.
seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton. My name is Rebecca. I welcome you into this community of ministry and presence. Here we recognize that each of us are ministers in the world with unique wisdom and perspective to share. Here we recognize that we each need ministering too, for we need care, support, and the wisdom of experiences not our own. Here we recognize the world needs us, fully present and aware. Here we practice tools that help us live more deeply meaningful lives and to foster the same in all those we encounter. We are Unitarian Universalists. I offer my welcome to you, and in particular to those who are first-time visitors. We invite you to fill out one of the visitor cards found in the back of your gray hymnal and place it in the offering plate or give it to an usher. We'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know about the programs and activities going on here at the church. We're glad you're here, and we hope to see you again on future Sundays. We remind those who offer their pledge in cash to please use the envelopes provided in the pew so that the cash will be noted as received. If you wish to offer a pledge to the congregation and have not done so, please speak with an usher and they will help you. We do have a nursery for infants and young children under the ages of 4 through those doors to the left in the first room past the foyer. During the summer, children and youth are encouraged to remain with us in worship. At the front, we have a spirit chair, which includes activities for all ages. You're invited to go to the spirit chair at any time during the service to take an activity back to your seat. We welcome everyone into this home of comfort, spirit, justice, and hope. We have a few announcements. From Pat, we have a reminder that together you and Schnooks can make a difference. Pick up a card and support our church. You can pick up the My Schnooks card at any Schnooks, and a percentage of all of your purchases will be donated to our church. An announcement from Joy Haft of the RE committee. Having a person in the nursery is important to families of young children and the growth of our church. Would you like to share some of your time at church on Sunday with some of our littlest folks, infants and children under 4? Do you also hesitate to volunteer your time in the nursery because you don't want to miss service? Now you can do both. Ken set up a live audio streaming of the worship service in the nursery. Now there's no reason you can't do both. Please see Joy Haft if you're interested to sign up for 1 week, one time a month, or whenever you can. We have 12 weeks to fill for the summer. And we also have an announcement from Mary Weber concerning a change or correction of the information on the Krista Tippett Ware lecture. The announcement in the newsletter mentioned a potluck preceding the lecture. However, that is also the date of the June 4th Saturday lunch. Is this old?
Yeah.
Is this old? Okay, I don't know why I can't. Okay, well, I'll skip to the next one then. We have an announcement from Pat, Secretary of the Board. As you know, today is Reverend Sunshine's last day in our pulpit. We have this large thank you card that we would like everyone to sign today after the service. Look for Pat, she'll have the card. Don't make her hunt you down. Pat, where are you? There you are. See Pat.
It's lost a U.
Did it lose something?
It lost a U.
Oh no. You.
Yeah. We've lost a vowel.
And Pastor Sunshine has a few additional announcements.
Okay, this is it, huh? Can many of you remember when I got here 2 years ago? 2 years seemed like a long time back then. How does it feel now? Yeah, it's amazing how quickly 2 years can go by. Didn't do nearly half of anything I wanted to do, but got a whole lot done with you, and I've been very impressed with this congregation and the work that you've taken on, the energy that you've garnered, and just everything that you've been. So I think you're going to do well as you go into the future, and I just encourage you to keep that Pickles spirit about you, that high energy and joyfulness. And just keep in mind that when I go on to my next congregation, some of you heard Montgomery stories. Well, at Montgomery, they do such and such, because that was my last church. Now it'd be, well, at Alton, they do such and such. And so you become part of my stories and my experience. And I thank you for the gifts and opportunities of being with this congregation on this wild ride. My last official day in the office will be July 8th. I will be at a presentation on the 10th for religious education. For those of you who are interested in helping kind of determine what the religious education program is going to look like next year, I'll be facilitating a conversation at Joy's request on July 10th after worship. And so whether you plan on teaching or not, anybody who just wants to have feedback into the program, please show up on that date. And then I'll be at the board meeting that week, and that'll be my last event. That said, the building catches fire. Somebody's dying, or somebody died, or somebody's sick and in the hospital, call me. I'm still on until July 31st. I'm available to you if you need me. And I feel privileged in those difficult times to be with you, so don't be afraid to call me. I will be leaving this evening to go to Columbus, Ohio for 10 days. Ruth Maskow will be going, as well as Mary and Jerry, who are already on their way. And Tom Cochran will be coming. He's in Boston right now, will be coming over. So we have four members attending, so be sure to ask them when they get back what it was like and what they learned and what they voted for and didn't and all of those fun things. And with that concludes this morning's announcements. Our worship this morning begins with a prelude by Nicole.
To worship today is from Carolyn S. Owen Tao. Come into this house of worship. Come in bringing all of who you are. Rest and quiet your weak, worn spirit, for you are here to touch again eternal springs of hope and renewal. Calm your hurried pace. For this hour, let the cares, the fretfulness and worry be set aside. Forgive yourself. You are so very worthy of moving on, of making new efforts, of trying again. Know that you are not alone. There is strength and caring support for you here. You will find comfort if you but ask. Look around. You are part of potential community. You can make it what you will. Enter into this house of worship.
Okay, it's my last Sunday. I want a lot of volunteers to come up and help me with the chalice lighting. Who's our chalice lighter?
Ben.
As Ben lights it, come on. I know there are plenty of brave souls out there. Juliet, what are you doing? Hello.
Hello.
As Ben F. lights our chalice, please join us in our hand motions and chalice lighting words. We light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all of creation, the power of love to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. I invite you to please rise as your bodies and spirits allow and join in singing our opening hymn. Oh no, never mind. We added this, I keep forgetting.
Uh-oh.
As Rebecca reads to us, reads with you, our mission and vision.
Oh. Please join me in reciting the mission statement of our congregation. Outward reaching, inward seeking, we are creating and nurturing an intentional community that values acceptance, social justice, and the embodiment of UU principles.
Let us question together.
Yeah, that's just a typo in our script. It is all good. Please arise as your spirits and bodies allow and join in singing the song in your heart. We will sing it twice through. Here we go. Listen to the song in your heart. Listen to the song. We learned that hymn at a different pace. It's good to sing it a little bit faster. That was nice. Oh. So I want to welcome you, and I want to thank you for inviting me to this, the 200th celebration of this congregation. It's hard to believe it is the year 2036, isn't it? And 2036, 20 years since I last met and served this congregation. A lot has happened. I have grayer hair. Imagine. Imagine with me, if you will. And I was thinking about what I was going to say to you today and all of the things that you have done as a congregation. I first want to thank the City of Alton and St. Mary's Church for letting us come back to the sanctuary. It was an act of bravery for this congregation to sell its building 10 years ago. And to create this large new campus that you now have down in Wood River. It is such a blessing to have such a great space, to have 400 members of the church and a vibrant 150 children and youth in our religious education program, to have the people in the Alton and the St. Louis area know this congregation is a congregation that speaks love and has effected change in its community. They know that we're going to show up, and I think that's such a blessing. Thinking about the history of this particular region, I don't know if you know this, but this church, founded in 1836, the very next year Elijah P. Lovejoy was killed. That same year, there was a huge flood. Before that flood, the Missouri River let out right in front of Alton, right across the way here. That was where it released into the Missouri, into the Mississippi River. And after this giant flood that happened in 1837, the Missouri River had redirected itself 2 miles south of here. Can you imagine? Isn't that hard to imagine? And the world changes so much and so quickly. And you know, having that Missouri River shift changed trade in this city. It changed everything about the city. And then Elijah P. Lovejoy was killed, and suddenly nobody wanted to be in Alton anymore. It was not the hip, cool place to be, right? Still not entirely sure it is, but here in, you know, 2036, it is a vibrant community, and people choose to live here rather than living in that hustling, bustling, busy St. Louis. It's a nice, beautiful place on the river. How times have changed. When I think about the history of this church and the people who built this particular sanctuary space, and I'm glad that you took the windows with you to the new building. It really makes a difference. But, you know, in this sanctuary, that community built the building without any assurance that the congregation would continue. No way to know what would happen next. And yet they stepped in faith and in hope that their good works and their commitment would keep a congregation going here in Alton, Illinois. And they had a lot of struggles for a long time about whether the minister could say whatever they want from the pulpit. In fact, many ministers were asked to leave because people didn't like what they said. And one of the times that happened, the congregation said, okay, we need you to leave. We don't like what you're saying from the pulpit. And then afterwards, they kind of second-guessed their decision. And so it's one of the few Unitarian Universalist churches in our entire, you know, 1,000 congregations who officially voted to say the minister's freedom of the pulpit and that the congregation cannot intervene with what the minister has to say. Most other congregations, we have to remind them of that fact. You guys said, this is who we are. And what a blessing that has been. So that when your next minister came in and Trump was elected president, God help us, and Ben Carson vice president, boy, we had a lot of work to do, didn't we? Now, I will say for Trump, you know, he played a good game in the campaign. He was able to ban assault weapons for, finally. He was able to get some things through that we couldn't get through before, but I have to say it was a good day when he was impeached. But during those years, you stood up and you said, these are not policies we stand with. Not because we want to be a political institution, but because we believe people deserve love and kindness and care and support. And we want to be with those who are struggling. You took a stand and you reminded the people in the city of Alton that it didn't matter what we believe, didn't matter what our politics were. Our job in this world is to be kind and to be in healthy relationship. You know, and so that story project that you fostered, where you invited people from different political views to just share their opinions and their stories without any kind of negative response, not right now, Phil, without any kind of retribution, without any of that rhetoric that we were hearing on television, you helped foster a conversation that transformed this region. What a gift you gave. Now, I've attended worship this morning at your new location. I have to say, what a difference. Having free parking that belongs to the church. Having a building everybody can get into. Having a building that our older folks don't have to choose whether they come to worship on Sunday anymore. I remember that during my 2 years in this building, how hard it was to know that we had so many members who wanted to come to church that decided it wasn't safe for them to walk down that path over there. Right? What a terrible thing. And so now you have this great new space, open, very accessible, lots of classrooms. I love the labyrinth, that walking labyrinth. That is just all the stones that you all created and put there together. Wow, it's just amazing. And having a beautiful woods that you can kind of go and meditate in, and that memorial garden. I really love memorial gardens, but to know that the ashes of some of our longtime members are there, and that we have memory stones for them. And that wall, I remember telling you, you needed to have legacy giving. You needed to invite your elders and everybody in the church to start designating part of their funds when they die to the church, and to have see that wall and see that that actually happened, and that they made it possible for you to have a big endowment and lots of money to do the good work in the world. You really stood up. And to grow to 400, I remember how you all back in the day really just wanted to make sure you knew everybody in the room, right? And now you don't know everybody here, right? But isn't that great? Because you do so much. And you touch so many lives and so many people. In a time when all these churches are closing, you are vibrant and healthy and doing good work in the world. So I want to say, looking back at the history of this church, it has always been one to challenge the boundaries of Alton and of the St. Louis metro area. It has always been one to say yes, to have humor and fun. I like to know, I like the fact that you have not gotten too serious as you've grown. You've continued the laughter in the community and the silliness and all the things. I'm amazed that Nicole's still playing here after 20 years. Well, and I was surprised to hear that Becky retired. You know, I never thought she would retire, you know, so what a blessing for, you know, her to be able to move on and for you to find new staff. So I just want to say, you know, as you move forward and think about what you want to do next, remember where you've come from and remember who you are. I think of these words by Christopher Reeve, probably one of the most famous Unitarian Universalists in recent memory. And he said this: "I believe we're all one family and need each other in times of grief and gladness. And I believe in the power of human ingenuity and people of goodwill to make a difference in the world. This is my credo as a Unitarian Universalist. It's what Superman and I have in common." Now, I know Superman is a whole different thing, and you know, Superman versus some weird vampire zombie thing in the most recent movie, but Superman as the Superman I grew up with in the 80s, with Keanu Reeves, being agents of goodwill. That's what this, what did I say? Did I say Keanu? That's a whole different movie. Christopher Reeve. You live that value. You live the human ingenuity, the willingness to change and shift according to the needs of the day, and not just always go with what you've done. And you have made a difference in the world as a congregation for 200 years. May you do so for 200 more. That make you think a little bit? I hope so. Before I get into the joys and sorrows stones, I want us to take a minute. There's a lot going on this week. I particularly want to offer my love and my presence to the members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, including myself as a transgender person. Sunday was a difficult day. I found myself throughout this week crying, struggling to even walk out the door. I've listened to colleagues as they've said, you know, crying onto the computer screen that they cannot go to one more vigil. It's just too much, it's too overwhelming. That 50 people could lose their lives with one gun is just inhumane, it is ridiculous. There is no reason for us to live in a world where that is the case. And let us not forget that this was on a night when the event was specifically transgender performers, and then it was the Latino night. So it was people of color as well. There's a lot of things that get involved with this shooting, but my heart is with those families, with the people of Orlando who now have to figure out how to move forward as a city who's had such a terrible tragedy. I think here in St. Louis, we have some understanding of that after the events in Ferguson, of how that has transformed the identity of you as a people. So may you be with them, and may you offer your presence. Go to Pride. Show up. What we don't need now is more prayer and talk. We need action. It's great to have marriage equality, but don't kid yourselves that this isn't a backlash from those very things. We need safety. I want to know that every member of this congregation can walk out of their house in the morning without fear of death, just because of who they are. I hope you have that as well. And so at this time, I invite those who have a joy, a sorrow, a struggle, or a celebration to come forward at this time and place a stone in the bowl in a ritual of joy and sorrow. I place a stone in the bowl for all those joys and sorrows lying in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, and a stone for all of those who cannot be with us in community today. I invite you to join me in a time of meditation, prayer, or contemplation. I invite you to take a slow, deep breath in and out. And to help you become more present, I invite you to notice your feet on the floor, your hiney on the pews. Notice the feel of the clothes on your skin and the air. Notice the sounds around you and let the sounds become part of your silence. And as you take a deep breath this time, I invite you to make a noise from the highest note to the lowest and notice how you feel it reverberate from your nose down into your chest. So taking a deep breath in and out. One more time, in and out. Ooh. One last time, in and out. Ooh. Still small voice within and great ministry beyond our knowing. We offer gratitude and blessings this day with all those gathered here for the good work of this community and all that it holds possible for the world. May it continue to be a beacon on the Mississippi, shedding light and love,
compassion, and witness for a world that can be transformed through our action and our presence. May this be a church that is known for showing up in times of need, for showing up when change needs to occur, for being brave and heartfelt. May it continue to be a great community of joy and laughter, of silliness and dance, of hope and of wisdom. And may it continue to grow, may it see its challenges, the things it would like to do better, as opportunities for learning rather than problems to be solved. For we all of us are learners. In this day, we offer blessings to those in our congregation in times of illness and sickness, those dying and those who cannot come and be in this space with us. We offer our blessings to all who are traveling this summer and to those going to General Assembly and to all people throughout the world. May we find a time when violence is unusual, when guns are not easily accessible, when people move away from hate and towards love, towards acceptance, recognizing our interdependence, our connectedness, that we all need each other to thrive. As we go into this time of transition again, I ask for blessings in my leave taking and blessings for you as you meet a new minister and continue on your path. May you know that you are more than enough, that you are awesome, and that you are loved. Blessed be and amen.
I'm missing a page.
Oh, there we go.
Each week we take some time to pool our financial resources to the work of this church. We are a community who believes in doing, in modeling for the world a way of love and grace that affirms life. We are a community who believes in a personal free search for meaning and truth. We are a community who believes that we are interdependent and connected. Our financial gifts provide a home for such believers and witness to those values in a world that sorely needs these messages. This morning's offering will be gratefully received. May it be lovingly given.
Please join me in our offertory blessing. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these our offerings.
Can't see. To laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk exposing our true self. To place our ideals, our dreams, before the crowd is to risk loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. To live is to risk dying.
So at this 200th celebration, I think it's safe to say that this congregation has become known as one that is willing to take risks, is willing to jump out there and try new things, that is willing to challenge others with love. I was particularly impressed during my time as your interim. I remember how controversial it was to have a vote that some people voted no on, and then the world didn't end, and the congregation kept going. I remember folks saying how surprised they were at that. And in 20 years, what I notice is that's not an issue anymore. You're perfectly willing to plow on ahead and do the hard work, to be the risk takers. I think of the words of my colleague, Reverend Judith Walker Riggs. She says, how welcoming is your Unitarian Universalist Church if there isn't something you don't agree with happening? In other words, if we are really diverse, we are not going to like everything that our Unitarian Universalist Church is doing, and we don't have to. It's one of the great things about being Unitarian Universalist, right? I have freedom of the pulpit, but I'm very clear when I walk in, there's going to be at least two people who hated everything I just said, and I'm good with that. That's fine. That's part of being a Unitarian Universalist. I don't need you to agree with me. I want you to be challenged, and I want you to be able to challenge me in return. And that's what this congregation has done for Alton and done for Southern Illinois and done for St. Louis, has challenged it, has been the free pulpit as a congregation. What an amazing thing. I mean, you have this amazingly vibrant community center that you've built, providing care for those who are in need in the area. You know, and you're providing meals and you're providing free items and places to stay when it's warm, and it's just such a bigger program than it used to be. And you have people who are not a part of this church funding that program. Isn't that amazing? I don't think we could have imagined that 20 years ago. I know I certainly couldn't. So you've come a long way in these 20 years. And of course, the world has changed. We watch hollow movies, not movies. You know, we don't have cell phones anymore. We just have wrist thingies. You know, I remember a time when a phone meant something on a wall. Not anymore. The world just keeps changing, moving without my permission. I certainly am sure the world didn't ask your permission either, right? Just keeps changing and changing. But this congregation keeps living up to those changes and to those challenges. In a time when churches don't do worship anymore, you said, okay, we're going to start having actions. We're going to start going out and doing things in the world and talking about what we've learned. We're going to go out in the community and ask what do they want and need from us and do that rather than what we think they need. Those are amazing gifts. You have a youth on your board. You have a youth on almost every committee in this church. How empowering is that for the next generation of leaders? And you mentor new people coming in. When I first started working at this church, one of the things I noticed is somebody new walk in the door and the same three or four people would talk to them. and everybody else would hang out with their little cliques. When I walked into church this morning, it seemed like everybody was welcoming everyone and nobody was stuck talking to the same old people all the time. That's a hard thing to do. You can't just do that. And I like that our children and youth were involved in the worship service. What a gift. There's still a long way to go, of course. And certainly our world is ever-changing. You know, since Trump's time, we don't have two parties anymore. We have four. It's my vision. I can make it whatever I want. And so you've lived into creating a world of your own making, rather than just letting it happen or going with the things as they've always been. I like these words from Gene Reeves, and that is the correct name this time, who said, "Far from having nothing to say, religious liberals have to proclaim over and over again against both religious and secular adversaries the good news that the future remains open and the fates are not in control." The fates are not in control. You have been risk takers, not letting the fates be in control, but taking charge. I don't know if you remember back in the day, but I told you a story about a young boy who was throwing starfish in the sea, right? And a man came up and said, "You can't save all of the starfish on this beach." And the little boy said, "Yeah, but I made a difference to that one, didn't I?" You have been the ones to just pick up the starfish in front of you and do what you can do. And what a difference that has made. I wish for you that you continue to do that. That you continue to grow, that you continue to challenge yourselves and challenge the area around you, and that you continue to support those in times of need. May we continue to not be complacent, but to be active participants in a world that creates peace and hope. Goodness knows we will not see the end of racism and sexism in my lifetime. We won't see the end of poverty and all of those things. But we will throw our starfish back into the sea. And maybe the world will be a little bit better than when we left. So that in an under 200 years, when the members of this church look back at what this church was doing now, they can say, we're trying to do at least as good as they did. And maybe we'll do a little better. May it be so. So getting out of the performance aspect of that for a moment, I hope you hear some of the messages that I'm saying to you, which is, it's easy to stick with what's comfortable and with what you know, but it always doesn't always serve you well. When I first arrived, if I even mentioned the thought of selling the building, even hinted, that was shut down in a heartbeat, which is why I keep saying it over and over and over again, because this building is great. It's not serving you right now. It doesn't help you when you get bigger. It does not help you that you have a good number of members who cannot physically attend this place. There's a lot to be said for it, and you can take the chandelier with you. It does not have to stay here, right? You can take the windows with you. Take some of the cornerstones and make sure they're a part of a new building, but don't feel like this building makes the church, because it doesn't. When you are talking to prospective ministers, the first thing they should see is not a picture of this building, and it is right now. It should be a picture of this community. Ministers don't want to hear about whether you painted the walls or those kinds of things, and those things are important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not belittling that work. What ministers want to know is, what are the programs you're doing? How are you making a difference in lives? You can do that anywhere. You don't need this building for that. And the second thing I hope you hear is that you can do a lot of good in the city of Alton, who needs a counter message to a lot of the fundamentalist stuff that you hear in this part of the world. I grew up in southern Indiana. I have some sense of what I'm talking about. You have a message. You are right in front of City Hall. You have a whole platform, not to preach politics, but to say love matters, and to remind people that we need to care for each other. Remind the mayor that people need to care for each other. You have great potential to create programs that the community wants and needs. I would encourage you to have a conversation
with the guests before Saturday as to whether they really want lunch or do they really want items. Ask them what they want. You're not going to do everything they say. Hello, that's not the point. Point is, they know better what they need than you do. Ask them. Same thing for anything else you do. If you're going out into a community, ask the community what they need, not what you think they need. You do that pretty well already. Keep building on those skills. And at the end of the day, please remember, you're an amazing community. I'm heartbroken leaving this place. It's going to be really hard to move on. You're a great community. Don't you forget it. So as I close today, I'm going to give you what's called a reverse offering. Reverse offering is where you take something from the basket. So in each of the baskets, there are little scrolls of paper with a quote on it. Some of them are like one sentence and a question. Some others are fairly long and will take you a while to read. The blue ones, hey kids, where are our kids at? Kids, the blue ones are for you. Those are special. And the white ones are for anybody else who wants them. So I'm going to start passing them around. Just take one. If you don't like yours, you can always grab one later. Your UUs, I know how this works. So as you go forth into the future, I have every faith that you will survive. The fact of the creativity of even what you're doing with your next interim shows your ability to face the challenges of this day and this age. I just hope you remember the ministry is not the minister's work to do. It's your work to do with the support from the ministry. So direct them well. Keep trusting their leadership. And keep reminding Alton that love matters and that love wins and that we need to love everyone, not just the people we like. And if there's ever a place to practice that, it's in a UU church, because goodness knows we don't always like each other, but we want the best for each other. So I wish you well in the coming years. Thank you for letting me walk with you for just this little bit of the way. May you be blessed. And if all goes well, maybe I'll hear from some of you in a couple of years. Remember, 2 years, no contact. Unless I see you at GA, that's okay. All right, and with that, I invite you to please rise as your spirits and bodies allow and join in our closing hymn, Lean On Me.
Always in love.
turn across the aisle, or across the chandelier, sorry. Look at people you did not arrive with today. Give them a smile. Yes, introverts, this is the last time I'll ask you to do this. This is your community. I hope if I leave you with anything as I go, it's in the hands of these people that your good work happens. It's in the hands of the folks before you that the salvation of all occurs. Salvation not from sin, but salvation from suffering, salvation from isolation, salvation from hopelessness. May we find faith in each other, trust in each other's good actions, good deeds, not just our words and our thoughts. And may we, like Christopher Reeve, not Keanu, operate with goodwill for the betterment of all. May you be a congregation of action and of peace, of hope and of light, a beacon for all, and a haven for those who need it. Thank you for your gifts and letting me walk with you in this time. And may you have a fantabulous summer. Go forth and have fun. I invite you to say together, as loud as you can, just so I have it in my memory. Yes. One, two, three.
Yes!
May it be so. Our worship is ended. Let our service begin.